Okay, so we're holding here in a Siv Avasreya. B'sefer Mishle, Re'acha v'Re'avichal Tazev, B'sechicha, Al Tovo B'yom Idoi, that you shouldn't let go of friends. Don't bother to go to your brother's house on a difficult day. Tov shochen karav me'ach rochok, because a shochen who's close is better than a brother who's far. Shemelech al shomat zolayma, ki ha'odam yischabe bechave v'rea toiv, val yazev oisoy. A person should be mischabe to a chaver, and not let go of him, v'yazev oisoy, v'af rea aviv lo yazev. And even somebody who's his father's friend, he shouldn't let go of. He shouldn't come to his brother's house on a difficult day. He should rather, if he needs something or wants to ask something, should go to a friend's house, because that's better or closer than a brother. So this is something very interesting. First of all, he's going to speak about the distinction between, you know, the Achv and Reus. Both of them are a type of kesher. Both of them have a certain kesher to them. What I would find more interesting, and he doesn't talk about it here, I mean, it's sort of something from the end will come out, is in this pasuk of Mishle, so he's telling me that a good friend is better than blood relations, but in Re'acha V'Re'avicha Al Tazov, so if we're talking about somebody that I like at present, I would think that on my own initiative I wouldn't let go of him. But somebody who I look forward to being with, I obviously go there to be with. If not, I can't imagine that Reus is like a Catholic marriage. I can't imagine that once you were friends with somebody, you have to stay friends forever. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, especially the way he's going to explain later that Achva is something that was in the past, and Reus is something that's now. And so let's say the friendship fizzled out, just doesn't have that spark anymore, and so on. So what exactly is, you know, what is the Chiyuv? The Chiyuv cannot be a restatement of the obvious. If I have somebody that I like, I'm going to hang out a lot by him. I'm going to be helpful. He'll be helpful, whatever it is. Okay, so maybe we'll see at the end. But meanwhile, let's follow his mahalach. Vizeh ki hareya shay ish rochik v'niskar ve'ilav. The milah of Reus is that a person that was not bound up with me in any way. He's a stranger. And I became close to him. So one understands from this how strong of a chibur it is. Because he says, you know, had I not, I was not part of him. I was not in any way related to him. If I was drawn to him, that means there is some kesher there. There's something that attracted me, and it means it's a very powerful commonality. But this is, they just came from one common father, so there is something there. There's a commonality and so on, but it doesn't. We don't have a test of it in the way that we have of the rea that was rochik in his karev. V'davazet tovim b'mashem makdim rochik kodem lekarev. So he uses an analogy from a very, very different type of case. Shenema sholem l'rochik v'lakarev karev am Hashem v'omer chazal say b'mokim shval tshuvayim dim tzegimur ein chon lamoid. That this teaches me mokim shval tshuvayim dim tzegimur ein chon lamoid, the mila of the rochok over the karev. Mipnei shehoyim e'rochik v'niskarev v'achibu shalo yoysa o lekach makdim lo sholem. Sha sholem v'achibur v'chibo harocha koidem. So somebody who was rochok and became nisgarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that kesha is stronger than a person who was karev mikroi, because I had to seek out the other person. The person had to seek out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What didn't come automatic, but rather it's something that came about because I had to seek it out, and that's a much stronger kesha. I must have to share a story with you. There's somebody, two of the Bachman Yeshiva, one of them comes from Lakewood, and a family who the father's sitting and learning. The father was kind of a, I don't know if he was not frum or about, I don't know if a Baal Tshuva or Mischazik type of personality, who's been sitting and learning and so on. And one of their sons, who really kind of didn't have an easy time, like, well, this is learning Basin Yeshiva. There's a second boy who grew up in a Reform household. His mother had undergone Reform Geirus, which makes him a full-fledged Geir himself. You know, he had to do Geirus. And he's been a few years already. He's been in Yeshiva. He's been in school. He's a very, very good kid. Very, very performing kid. And those two were having a discussion Friday night for a few hours. And the Geir told the boy from Lakewood, "I'm so jealous of you. You grew up from in Lakewood in a home of Torah. You know, that's amazing." And the other kid told him, "I'm jealous of you, because for me, Yiddishkeit means nothing, and everything's a drag, and I don't know why I'm doing what I'm doing. You are so eager about it and so interested in it, and you have such a cash with it." It's kind of an extraordinary, reversal of roles of sorts, but maybe not. I don't know. But it was like that when I felt exactly what Rochak v'Hadakarav means, that there is a there's a Mila in the Rochok who becomes Niskarav. That's some story I wanted to share. But in a bigger picture, the word Bracious and the word Bria have the word Bra in it, Beis Reish Aleph, which is outside. In Aramis, there's Batigavoy and Batibroy, Milagav or Milabar. Bar means outside. Bar means except from. In other words, Bar Midain means this one is outside the rubric of whatever klal I've put down. Gavoy means inside. Go, Gavoy means inside. But the Beis Reish Aleph means outside. Tana Bra, Braisa, and so on. The act of creation, first of all, was an act of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything Kaviyachol was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It required an act of casting out, so to speak, that there would be some entity that would no longer see itself as part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather become something in its own right. And that's called Bria. The Rebbe Ezra brings this by Rosius Hayah by the Lashon of Bria, that it's like to cut away. It's to cut to distance and so on. So the Bria itself is not an act of creation, but an act of separation, and that's the way we believe it. We believe before there was all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then some entity perceived itself as being itself without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It perceived itself of being a self-contained entity, which automatically means it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one understanding of it is that it's a necessity. You couldn't have a Bria without that, because everything would be part and parcel of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's like a very simple mashal. A person wants his son to succeed in business, whatever it is, so his son is working for him. He cuts him off and makes his own makes his department division its own firm, so to speak, and therefore it now has its own entity and so on. But there's another nekuda here, that when something is outside and it's drawn back, no matter what, to the inside, that is paradoxically an even bigger bond than that which was inside all the time. The Kesher HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we have because we are all rochok. Simply by being a bria, we are rochok for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when it's scarif, that itself becomes a much more intense chibur and so on. So, yes.
Correct.
Same thing. It's you appreciate the Isha because you have to find her and she has to find you, and you are distant, you are first Rochok and then Karov. And actually there's, I don't want to go far afield, but there's a Knech over there that once the Rochok and the Skarif, they realize that they were Karov all along. The same thing is true with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once we come back, we realize that this was there all the time. Okay, so he says, so one thing is that the chibur of a rochok, that's the skarev, is a much stronger chibur because the person, it shows that there's something there despite that. I want to add another hargasha maybe to this. We say in Yom Kippur, V'yavor Rechokim, V'yitnucha Kesem Melucha, that Rechokim will come and give you a Kesem Melucha. The Baal Shem Tov's Mahalach, however, you know, we never know what he felt, but the way it's projected, the Chassidim was being Mekarev and being especially nice to all the people out there and so on. So the Pashto Pshat is, it's kind of Kiruv. You want to be Makarv people so that you're going to bring them back and so on, which is true and it's right and it's good. But there is another Nekuda. When a person who is very Rochok still reaches out and does something, then that's a gilu of kirva that is very, very powerful. It's a nakuda that is able to, it exists despite the fact that it's so far away. When you see somebody who normally has left the fold and done who knows what and so on, and yet there's a certain gilu of some toiv. So one way of looking, okay, everybody has a pentelia and so on, but it means that in all that mud, a diamond survived. Look how strong and powerful diamonds are. And it says as far as the Gaon says it, that the nitzotzes of Kedusha that are lost in the klipas have a chshivas in themselves that despite the fact that they're in the klipas, knee deep in the bad, they still have some spark to it. And as in a special chvivus, while they're rechaykim, when there's a gilui of some sort of keshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, despite, there's a chvivus to that. It has in itself a chvivus in its own right, and it shouldn't be bottled, because you see that even a person who's this, this, and this, but you know what? For this point, he's sort of, something comes out. It's this nekuda of the kesha that a rochik displays when he's miskasher is very, very powerful. There's a story. Reb Chaim Berlin was the Netziv's son. He was a rav in Moscow. He was once, I think it was Lenin Shir Shirim, and he came to the pasuk Einayach Yoinim. And he started crying. And someone asked, like, what's so moving about the pasuk? So I remember the story. I don't remember exactly. Kesher, he said a story that he was once called by a very high-ranking officer in the Russian army, who had basically been an assimilated Jew, and him and his wife, and he had him do a bris milah on a child with tremendous mesiras nefesh. And he I forgot the draw. He had a chazal on an erech yonim that even when you're far away, you keep glancing back at where you came from, and so on. I think there's something like that the chazal say, and he felt it then. So this point over here of the gilui of kirva, from the fact that the rochik has latched onto it, is a very, very powerful gilui. The commonality that you have with a brother, the fraternal bond, has something to do with something outside of you. It's the fact that you have a common father. But the reyus is here. What's here now? Well, the fikach yesi chibah reyim in achim, sha'achim etzara toldehem in av echad bolvad, v'lo mitzar atzom v'davazem v'vua. Omno. Pirish v'al tovi b'yoyim eidoi. V'al tovi b'yis achichu b'yoyim eidoi. Limucha rak mashmao. Shalo yovo l'b'yis achu b'yoyim eidoi kitzar eilov. So the pasuk of Loyova Biyom Edo, he says, seems to mean don't come to your brother's house when you have a tsar. So he says the pasuk of the pshat is that it's something that is he may not. Your brother is not going to want to suffer because of it. Which is, I guess, in a sense that it's saying that your brother won't be able to hold out from the tsar, whereas a stranger could help you because he'll be okay with it. That I guess sounds. The way he's describing it. Let's see one thing. Okay. Shekashesh adam aid v'yira she oise adam acha afilu achiv utzari lov. Aval oyavoy v'reo yira oise v'ein lo itzar. Mireo, ki oavohu ve love, vedovaze nachas ruach olav. Begam ze mochir, ki oisegod lumin achim. So he's learning pshat in the pasuk. Now, the pshat in Lamash, Rashi over here in the pasuk learns that we're talking about when you are suffering, don't expect help from your family, and he's speaking specifically about Bnei Esav Yishmael, the famous Chazal that went into Golos. They were very mean to them, and so on. They didn't help them, and so on. That's how Rashi learns the Pshat. He's learning over here the Pshat that it's he will feel, I guess, burdened by you on the Yom Eidoi, whereas Yechava will always be happy to you. So I don't know who else learns Pshat like that, but that's how he's learning. Yeah.
Is he a little bit more?
I'm sorry?
Can you be mabar that a little bit more?
Yeah, the way he's learning.
Okay, what's the pshat? Why should that be exactly? Why should that be that Like make it a bit more mama chic. Because why is it that you would think Swarupshuti, you might think opposite, right?
Right. So I think I would say the following: a person's brother takes responsibility mikoach obligation. That, you know, I've got to help him. And I think it's in a certain sense, it's like it says in Taisa, Gadol Metzuva Vaisa is worse than it's more Yitzhahara, I'm sorry, than Eina Metzuva Vaisa. So when a person has a family member, a brother, with problems, he feels burdened by it. When a person is able to help an ohev, I'm doing it because I want to do it. So I think down deep it's coming machmas, achva, the mile of achva in a sense, that achva has responsibilities, but those responsibilities breed a certain resentment. That's how I would think. He doesn't quite, it doesn't explain himself over here. And the other mefarshim over there, none of them, they all sort of glance through it. No one's explaining it really, what's the issue over here. They talk about the toiv. They all basically say that you'll get more help, the person who likes you for what you are, and the person just feels obligated. There's nothing else that it says over there. Okay, So kirva is something that is that allows for sometimes greater kesha than achva. Let's just maybe, I guess, use this to maybe elucidate something to Peter's question before. A person's inclination to help and assist and etc. tends to come with the degree of kirva that you feel to the other. If I feel that I must, for instance, if somebody who davens in my shul with me all the time comes for help, versus somebody who lives down the block and davens in another shul, I will feel inclined to help the person that davens with me all the time and that we have a kesha, unless obviously we got into a fight at some point. But in terms of the sense of wanting to do, kirva itself is molded feelings. And therefore, even though an ach has a certain type and angle of kirva that should be the greatest, but since it's not exercised, it's not realized. I mean, you know, we were in the same home and we went off in different directions, different places. Then we will find ourselves being closer to the person that we're close to. So a neighbor of mine is physically close. We share stuff. We share stuff. We share stories. We share, each other's burdens. That's a teva dvar, and a chaver even more than that. So kirva in itself, having a kesha that comes from kirva in itself feeds this type of relationship. I think that's probably what he's saying, and that's why if my brother lives somewhere else and I don't have contact with him, I don't keep the kesha with him, then I lose it. I don't say, well, he didn't stop being my brother if I didn't see him for 100 years. Yes, he's technically a brother, he's pasleidus and there's a chiv yibum and so on, but in terms of actually feeling the sense that brother needs to feel, when there's richuk, we don't feel it. And even a shachin, the people that live in proximity with you, you share things, and sharing things creates a sense of kirva. Umasham v'rei avicha al tazov, yesh sefarash kimashmo shurei avid bolvad. Ve'af kirei avid l'nischaba lo, mekol mokrem lo avid nischaba, v'zei yesem nechiba achar shayesh sham chiba klal. So this is fascinating. I mean, here you're talking about someone that is close to my father, not close to me. So even though a brother is further from me, but this person who keeps himself close to my father has a kirva. V'yeshavas gam kin re'acha v're'avicha kloyma oiseh shure'acha shegam hoyer e'avicha kloyma avoisecha. V'dovaze inyin godl mo'oid sheyaves re'o kemoiseh. Aval. So he says, okay, let's explain what is the mitzvah of Afrech Kamocha. The Torah, he's using all this as a backdrop to explain Afrech Kamocha. He says, Dovazer Shis Yisrael Hem Am Echad Umitzad Ze Roi Shis Yisrael Kamo Odom Echad Legamri Vekashe Ein Ha'av Lechaver Kiloi Ish Echad Dovazer Kiloi Yisrael Am Echad. So the first thing is he defines the mitzvah after kamocha is not to be nice to other people, be kind, to be good to other people, but to feel that there's another dimension that includes us all. He says, so this mitzvah actually creates Klal Yisrael as in its tzura that's supposed to be. If somebody has a kesha ava with somebody else, that kesha by right extends to the person's children. If he's precious to me, then this person's children are precious to me. V'chein kvoit chaveir ha-shneir v'tzom alakim nechshak kvoit ha-mokim v'shabana l'mayla b'arich ha-zivis v'mils chasadim it's a quite archim shenechshav zek mekabos hashchina kvashman. So let's talk a little bit about this. He's saying over here, and we'll see it in another context as well later, that the v'after echa kamocha boils down to something which is kavod hamakom as well as kavod adam. The famous Gemara on Shabbos where the Ger came to Hillel and he said, teach me kol Torah kol regalachas, and he told him afrech kamocha. And Rashi says over there that re'acha v're'avicha al tazev, that it's going on a Kaddish Baruch Hu as well, was re'acha v're'avicha, and therefore everything's included in that. The mitzvah of Avas Rea is understanding that the Bria that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted is neither me nor him nor the other person, but rather it's somehow a Bria of all of us together, or working in tandem. That's the mitzvah of, that's what Klal Yisrael is. The first element of Afrech Kamocha is to understand that I, without the other person, am not complete. Whatever it is that I bring to the table, and however little I think the other person brings to the table, but both of them are absolute necessities. There is no Klal Yisrael if it's missing anybody. So whatever good it is that the person has, he has something that I can't bring to the table. And Klal Yisrael includes my sense, his sense, the other person's sense, and so on. That's one piece of this hispaneness. The second point is the whatever a person has, down deep, his essence is a chelak kaimimal. There's something there in every person I have to recognize as being of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So disregarding imagine somebody else is, I don't know, driving somewhere in a car. So I'm friendly with the person and I wish him well and I sure hope he drives safely and it's wonderful and that's that. But if he has my child in the car, then I really, really wish he davens. Hello?
Hi, I'm back in.
You're back in?
Yeah.
Peter, you're back in? Hello?
No, you're here? I'm back in.
So, Zali?
Yes. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, and who's Neil Hessen?
Yep, I'm back in.
Okay, well, you have the video. That's you're the villain. Close the video.
Okay,
let me.
Okay.
Good, that's good. So so if somebody's, imagine my child is in a car with the other person. So, I will. Okay. Hello.
Hello, I think we lost it. I don't know why.
Well, the other ones were found, and then I lost. Somebody has to do.
You know, I'll invite them one by one.
Okay, good. Good. So I'll leave you on.
Yep. Just 1 second. I'll
okay. Me. Neil is coming on. Zali looks like he's coming on.
Okay, I'm back. I see Pete's back, huh? I'm back. Okay.
Now we lost poor Ephraim.
Not that one. Let's try again.
No.
Ephraim. There we go. Okay.
Ephraim's back on. Okay, and good. There's also Evan Wildermont. You're trying to dial him. I think you want him off or whatever it is.
He's off.
Okay, good. So Avos Reyus is a part of a much bigger picture in two ways. First of all, Avos Reyus is the understanding that that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rotz in the Bria, the Koyma Shlema, is all together. And if I haven't found a way to integrate the other person's metzias, talents, whatever you want to call it, into the picture, then we don't have what it takes. Secondly, there's a chilek l'kayim mal in that person. It's more than just an outsider HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs. There's some nekuda v'lakus in that person. I want to explain a minute, and there's a big mistake about this Avos Reyus business and Vafter Kamocha. I once heard from somebody in Yigamana, very good, he said the Torah mandates you to love everybody. It doesn't mandate you to like everybody. Let's explain what that's like. Yeah. Everyone has likes, and I happen to like a certain type of person, and I feel extremely close to a certain type of person, and I feel less close to another person, and I don't have much in common with a third person. And that's normal, and that's right, that's appropriate. I mean, you know, there is a hierarchy of closeness. You cannot possibly like everyone. Like, may have very strong positive feelings of wanting to be in their chavashaft. It's not. The Torah can't mandate something like that. However, the need to include the other person. In other words, the need that the other person should be part of the society. That I care for including him. So if we're doing something, if we're going somewhere, if we're building something, whatever it is, I need to include the other person in the tzibur, in the klal. And that's not just a favor for the other person. It's my tfisa that without every single person there, we're missing something, and we don't have the picture. You know, and some people it's easier, some people it's hard to find exactly what it is they'll bring to the table, and some people are even disruptive. But I need to try to keep figuring out what is it that person is supposed to bring to the table, and I'm supposed to do what it takes to bring it to the table. So when I'm being mekarev rechokim, it's not only a personal favor for that person, it's not only the pshat that kind of the more the merrier, HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes to have many, many people. It's a certain nekuda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, until it hasn't found its place on the table, it's everything's lacking. Then we don't have the picture of a liquid that we need. So Haftar Ram says, Haftar Kamoch is to worry about people's, that they suffer no financial losses, and that their dignity, that I'm concerned about their dignity as much as I'm concerned about my dignity. Dignity means a person's self-worth. So my self-worth and that person's worth should be the same. I can't, if somewhere along the line I think that other person as a person is expendable, and there's nothing he can bring to the community, to the table, or whatever it is, that's when I have a problem. So the Avos Re'ah we're talking about here is more the sense of including everyone into a bigger picture, whatever level it is that we're talking about, to make that part of the whole. That's the point over here. Any questions?
He's talking here specifically about Klai Yisrael, and then he goes on to talk about being Oev, the Brios in general.
Yeah.
So the idea of Adam Echad is that also, would it also be true by all the Brios, by all people?
So when you're talking about Brios, the Umas HaOlam are bits and pieces of certain nekudas. Whatever it is, they were created by Kadosh Baruch Hu, which means that there's a Ratzon Elyon. They may not combine to make Klal Yisrael, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just bring stuff to the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought out things that were L'Ratzonei. So the Ava Sabrias is a reflection of an Ava to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't quite create the same entity, that one entity that Klal Yisrael is. But whatever it is, their Metzias is necessary to the world. Or else HaKadosh Baruch Hu never would have brought them to the world.
Yeah, but is he bringing this last piece in this place as just an Agav? Or is he trying to say it's part of the same idea?
What do you mean? The Chenk Voit Chaver? I'm sorry?
I mean, when he goes on, he says, Kvarviyano, Perek, Mosh, Kibo, but part of the Brio.
So, I don't think he seems to be emphasizing Avos Brios versus Avos Yisrael, Avos Yisrael versus Avos Brios. He's just saying any type of Benon Chavero in a bigger picture feeds into Benon Lamakom. Because A, they come together as one, and Maral says many places, and two, they're all meant to, this is all Ratzon Hashem. Okay, I think next week will be the...